O God, whose blessed Son came into the world that he might destroy the works of the devil and make us children of God and imitators of everlasting life, speak through me and open the inside and outside ears of all of us who are here to receive your gospel through Jesus Christ our Lord and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. I take this opportunity to thank you so much for hosting us here. It is a special blessing to be the one preaching to you in the presence of our Bishop Raj. Thank you so much for hosting us. My topic today, it is coming from that letter of Paul to 1 Thessalonians with the title Model Christians. For it is written, and so you became a model to all the believers. What do you think a model Christian looks like? Who is your mentor? Or have you become a model? And if so, are you a mentor for someone? While I was growing up as a young boy in Uganda, I used to imitate church ministers, especially our bishops, who used to put on long gowns. They looked like kings, and I used to call them gods. I also used to imitate men with long beards, especially my father, who used to have long beards. My father used to be served food first and was given a big portion of the meat. I said one day, I will be like my father, to be served first and to eat a lot of meat. Every father here should remember that one day his son will follow his example instead of his advice. And every mother who is here should remember that one day his daughter will follow his example, not his advice. Our children will grow up to be like us. They will imitate what they see and what they experience. Also, we as adult people, being a role model for our children and for others, are so important in Christianity. We have to be living in such a way that if anyone should speak bad against us, no one would believe it. People around us are imitating us. We teach them by example. Are we in a position to be good mentors? The passage we have read shows the characteristics of a model Christian. Previously, these believers were living according to Roman cultures and traditions. This included worshipping foreign gods, but now they are reformed. They have changed. and they are now converted to Christianity like us. They trusted in God, the Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ, the Messiah. This was happening during a time of great suffering. Christians were being tortured by the Romans and other religious groups. Paul, in his first letter to the Thessalonians, gives the general picture of what a Christian life looks like. Verse 1 reads, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians, in God and Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to you. In this greeting, we recognize three missionaries, Paul, Silas, and Timothy. As you can recognize, Ronald, Jonathan, and Benito. They are writing to the church, the early believers and followers of Jesus in Thessalonica. Let us take a look at the passage in pieces for our benefit on what a model Christian looks like, because in our passage we have three models. So let us look at these models. The first model is identified in verse 6. Paul says, we imitate him, Silas and Timothy. They described themselves as us, which says imitators of us. This implies that to be a model Christian, you have to be obedient and faithful to one true God, like them. Who are them? Paul and his fellow missionaries, Silas and Timothy. They had obedience to God, which is the key to freedom. Let us declare our freedom in Jesus from everything that has limited us to live as free and model Christians. Freedom is Christ. Freedom in Christ allows controlling the desires that once controlled us, like our foreign gods, like our hatred to others. Here, brethren, Paul and others also accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. When they received the message, they accepted. Remember, Paul and others being our good mentors or our models, we have to endure amidst our sufferings and persecution. Let us take the challenges we are going through as our future testimonies. This is because for us to start giving a testimony for our lives, we must first have a test of life, like persecution and suffering, which is normal as long as we are strong in Jesus. Some of us, we are not obedient to one true God. We respect our superstitions than God Himself. We also respect our fellow persons. Some people in our lives are just pretending to be helping, yet they want to get a strategic position to see the way we are struggling. For instance, one day a five-year-old boy asked his careless dad, who did not show love to the son but was harsh. The kid asked the dad, "Dad?" Then the dad replied, "Yes, my beloved son." Then the kid asked, "Dad, who is the man?" The dad replied, "A man is who loves unconditionally, cares always about you, and protects you." The kid said, "Oh, thank you so much, my beloved dad. Well, when I grow up, I will be a man like my mom, because she's the one caring, not you, dad." So the dad collapsed. Do you think that young boy would take the careless dad as his role model? I think no. This is the same way when we have trust in other things like idols and wicked spirits, which are just pretending to be giving us blessings, and we lose our focus on one true God. The second model in our passage here is Jesus. Still in verse 6, Jesus Christ himself as our Lord is an example to imitate our Christian life, imitating Jesus. Jesus managed to pass through all sufferings and temptations. He managed to be a good leader and a good mentor because he was imitating his Father, the Lord Almighty. So let us welcome Jesus Christ into our lives with the joy given by the Holy Spirit. Another special thing about taking Jesus as our role model, he himself, the Messiah, our Savior, is more than a model because he died for our sins by his own blood on the cross. The whole Bible is pointing to Jesus as the Messiah. So it is important for us, and it is important for him to be our role model in our Christian lives. It is very rare to find a mentor dying for the sake of a friend or anyone. But for Jesus Christ, the Messiah paid it all for us to have freedom. He died for us to have eternal life with God. Thirdly, in verse 7, we can also imitate the believers in Thessalonica. It says, "Your faith in God has become known everywhere." This implies that if we become models, it is useful. And having a strong faith and boldness in Jesus, like those believers in Thessalonica, we can become good role models and good mentors to others who are around us. My fellow brothers and sisters who are here, let us stand to one true God. Let us serve him alone. These people in verse 9, they turned to God from idols. If we want to be model Christians, we cannot serve two masters. In the African culture I am coming from, in Uganda, there are so many beliefs and traditions. They practice a lot of superstitions. And I know many of us here are coming from different backgrounds, like Hindus and others. For instance, in my culture, elders, they keep umbilical cords of newborn babies. They keep them for funeral rituals. These babies are given to traditional spirits to take care of them or to take care of the babies. This is wasting time and it is not helping at all. We are saved and we are protected by the precious blood of Jesus, who is our role model. Therefore, friends, accept Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God from heaven, if you want a model Christian life. In addition to this, they are waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ, the Messiah, beloved Son of the living God. Verse 10 tells us to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead. Jesus is coming back soon. Let us take him as our role model. Let us believe in him and repent always for our sins. Let us repent for our wickedness. Let us repent for our witchcraft and many others. Being a good role model is being like Christ, because he that walks with wise men or women shall be wise, but a companion of wickedness and continuity in sinning shall be destroyed and die. In my high school, I had a friend. He used to be a drug dealer. One day, I approached him and I said, "Friend, why are you doing drug dealing?" And he told me, "Well, like a father, like a son, my dad told me that weed is not a drug. Weed, I mean marijuana. It is not a drug. It is a plant. Therefore, I am not a drug dealer. I am a florist dealing with plants only." Here, brethren, this means a son is representing the dad who is a drug dealer. Going back to chapter 1 verse 3, we see that the model Christian life is characterized by faith, love, and hope. Let us live by faith, not by sight, in wicked things like idolatry. Let us love and have hope in one true God and Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, our role model. However, it is therefore important to understand that model believers have love between God and His people, and this is restored through Jesus Christ. Model Christians, they have hope, which means they persistently expect great work from God. This chapter of the letter concludes this section with a note of warning regarding with the coming wrath. But Jesus has saved us from the coming wrath. The coming wrath, I mean the coming anger of God. Let us change our wicked lives and have faith in the one true and living God. All these model believers we are seeing, they became a model of waiting Jesus to come back soon. Let us live for eternity. Many South Africans here, even here in Durban, they are waiting, and many are focusing on the coming elections. They are waiting to decide for their leaders. For the same case, let us be alert. Let us be on guard for the coming back of the Messiah, Jesus, our great role model. It is literally says that if 3 seconds of a smile can make your photograph more beautiful, then just imagine if you keep always smiling, how beautiful your life will be in Jesus. Let us keep on smiling and making Jesus as our role model. Jesus is the unfailing, immovable rock of salvation. He has secured all for us, and we, when are tempted to look back on our sins of idolatry, name them. As we look back on idolatry, let us not forget to look back to the cross, which has secured our future indefinitely. Some footballers, the people who love football, they say being a good person is like being a goalkeeper. No matter how many goals you save, people will remember only the one you missed. Have faith and trust in one true God. Don't put your trust and faith into useless things and useless people who are not good mentors, who are not good models to you. Jesus is the answer. And our companion is to accept the gospel like our models, Paul and other believers. Let us endure our sufferings and persecution and have hope in one true God. In conclusion, we have looked at 3 different role models. The first is Paul, Silas, and Timothy. The second is Jesus himself. And the third is the believers in Thessalonica. Now the question is your life a good example to people? Also, we have seen these people turned from the idols. Name many idols you have in your life. The idols we have of hatred. Do we have idols from our lives? Have we turned from idolatry to the one true God? Lastly, we know our Lord Jesus is returning soon. Are we ready? He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Let us pray. Almighty God, I am so sorry for whatever I have spoken on my own benefit, not for your glory. Open and review our hearts to always approach you with a renewed, persistent faith, love, and hope. Give us a great hope. Make each one of us a pillar in your temple, and write on our hearts your holy name. Merciful God, through your only beloved Son, Jesus Christ, please, I pray, you love and mark us as your people for eternal life. Let us bear and reflect your character. May you become our model for our Christian life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I've prayed. Amen.